to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making kebabs. Now I'm going to be showing a couple different recipes down the line of kebabs. This is just one of the recipes that I use, the ground beef, which is not cooked. And then the other recipe I have is, you know, cooking the ground beef a little bit. So I've got 2 pounds of ground beef here. I've got about 2.5 cups of canola oil here. And it's not on because we're going to be frying this half an hour to 45 minutes after. We're going to let the meat marinate with all the spices. So let's go ahead and review the ingredients here. I have 2 pieces of toast here that I'm going to be using. I usually just take the crust off like so, you know, just a little bit so it's not. And then we're going to be putting this in the food processor. I have 2 eggs here. We're just going to be using the yolks. I don't like using the whites. And with the ground beef here, you want to stay dry ingredients, because the more moisture there's in there, there are more chances for the kebabs to break. We're going to be using onion powder. We're going to be using garam masala. I have lemon pepper here. I have salt. I have ginger and garlic. I have fresh chopped cilantro. And I have about 2 tablespoons of ghee, which is really nicely heated. So let's go ahead, and the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna just put this in the food processor here. So basically I have this grounded in here, and now I'm just gonna bring this here, and I'm gonna go ahead and add all my spice, all the ground beef in here. This just makes it really nicely incorporated well with everything. So this is why I use the food processor. Okay, into this now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add our ghee. And then I'm gonna add ginger and garlic. Lemon pepper. Salt, onion powder, garam masala, I always reserve the white because my son just eats the white of the egg, so instead of throwing it away. Okay. Oh shoot, okay. So if this happens to you, give me a second here, I just need to grab a spoon. We got it. All right. So I'm going to put this away. So basically we have everything in here. We're going to close this up. So basically everything is pretty much mixed up. Just be careful because the blade is still inside. The only thing that we left out was the chopped coriander, which I did on purpose. So I didn't want it to get really ground up in there. And I'm just going to mix this really well. And the reason I put ghee in there was because my meat doesn't have any fat in it at all. So, because I make my ground beef at home. And so by putting the ghee in, you're just adding a little bit of fat. So, and if you have meat which has fat in it, you can skip putting the ghee in there. Okay, there's one thing that I forgot that I wanted to add in there, which is black pepper. we're just going to add a little bit of black pepper from the top here. And if you want to make these spicy, you can add green chutney, you can add red pepper flakes, you can add cayenne, but I don't eat spicy, so I'm going to opt out of that. So now this is ready. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to leave this alone and let it rest for about half an hour. So everything kind of just really gets nice and mixed up. And then when we come back, we're going to roll them up and then we're going to fry it. So basically it's been about half an hour. I rolled out my kebabs. They look like this. They're really nice. You can tell they're really nice and firm. And what you want to do is when you want to test your oil is when you put your kebab in there, you're going to see these bubbles forming. That means your oil is ready. And I'm just thinning them out just a little bit because I want to make these blankets, caterpillar blankets. And they have a dough around it, so make sure you watch that video. It's a very popular dish that I make. It's a very, very cute appetizer for like kids' birthdays or parties. School lunches are great. My daughter loves to take this to school for lunch. So you don't want to overcrowd the pan. I have about 5 or 6 of them in there. And you want to leave them alone. Because if you start messing with the oil and the kebab, moving it around, they're going to break on you. You just want to wait until they become, you're going to know they're just, you know, if you just lift it up just a little bit, you're going to know that they're coming around. And you don't need to turn them because they're all the way under the oil. And if you have some scum coming out of it, I just put a plate and then I just empty the scum in there so they don't stick to the kebabs. So basically this is how the kebabs turn out. And I actually cheated already, but I'll do it again and I'll show you what they taste like. So when we cut into it, you can see the cilantro, chopped cilantro in there. And they're not soft. They're pretty pretty nice and hard. So that's really good. So I'm going to give it a taste test. And they taste awesome. They're not soggy inside. That's how I like it. You can actually bite into it and taste the meat. So make sure you give this recipe a try. Send me a comment or two. If you like this recipe, don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.